faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman! It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Superman is unaware that, trapped in Nick Greaser's basement headquarters, his friends Batman, Robin, and cub reporter Jimmy Olsen are in peril of their lives.
Come on, Batman! I will blast you out!
I think he means business, Batman.
You bet he does, Robin, and he's got a dozen gorillas with guns to back him up.
Oh, gosh, what do we do?
Let's face it, Jim. Unless a miracle occurs in the next few seconds, we're done for.
Years ago, gang, a fellow named Peter Minuit was doing some trading with the American Indians. He was swapping beads for corn and money for blankets when the Indians, a little short on cash, offered to throw in an island of theirs called Manhattan into the deal in return for $24. Peter Minuit consulted with his friends to make sure he wasn't overpaying and finally agreed to buy Manhattan. But he never dreamed that the pretty little island would someday grow into one of the greatest cities in the world, with monumental skyscrapers, subways, and stores. And that the empty fields would one day house millions of people and become headquarters for the United Nations. How could he know that what he had bought for $24 would develop into the tremendous metropolis of New York City? And that it would be the result of many people working side by side, all kinds of people. Yes, New York City as we know it today is the result of the work of the Dutch who first settled here, of the English and French who came not much later, of the Protestants, Catholics, and Jews who had fled to the New World to escape religious persecution. It was the work of the American Negroes who came in slavery but remained to build freedom. Italians, Hungarians, Swedes, Irish, Russians, Slovaks, Chinese. Millions and millions of people from the four corners of the world, of all colors and religions and nationalities, who came to Peter Minuit's little island. They came in their labor, their ideas, and their devotion. And they created a miracle. Yes, gang, all these people working together transformed a grassy little island into New York City, capital of the world.
And now, the adventures of Superman!
When an underworld character known as the Count thrust a small package into cub reporter Jimmy Olsen's hands on the city pier and then disappeared, he placed Jimmy in great danger because gangsters who knew that the Count was carrying a fortune in diamonds thought he had slipped them to Jimmy. Seizing the young reporter, they took him to Nick Greaser, their leader, who discovered, to his dismay, that the package in Jimmy's possession contained only stones and broken glass. Then, convinced that Jimmy had conspired with the Count to trick him, Greaser threatened the young reporter with death unless he revealed the Count's hideout. The opportune arrival of Batman and Robin saved Jimmy momentarily, but then several more of Greaser's armed men poured into the basement headquarters, and when our three friends attempted to retreat through the rear door, they found it locked. As we continue now, Batman, Robin, and Jimmy are barricaded behind the braced door of a small windowless room in the rear of Greaser's basement flat, temporarily out of reach of the gangsters, who have ordered them to come out or suffer the consequences.
Got any bright ideas for getting out of this, Batman?
I'm fresh out of ideas, Robin. I was counting on Superman getting here, but...
Superman?
Yes, Jim. I left word for him with Eddie the waiter at the Blue Front Cafe, who was to tell him where we were. But something must have gone wrong.
Gee whiz.
Oh, brother, how we could use that big boy now.
And how?
Look, Batman, how many gorillas has Greaser got out there, would you say?
Oh, Baker's dozen at least, Robin.
Gosh, that wouldn't be too many for us to handle. If they didn't have guns.
Yeah, if.
Stop dreaming, sonny boy. Stop dreaming.
Says you.
We just won't.
Try and get him.
Come on, take it over. Just have a minute more. Let me come in and get you.
Look, Batman, I'm going to open the door.
You are
no,
like
you're not, Jim.
Please, don't be foolish. Nick's only after me because he thinks I can tell him where the Count is. He'll let you two go.
Are you kidding?
First, we're not handing you over without a fight, Jim.
But look.
Second, he won't let Robin and me off because we can testify that he abducted you. And abduction is punishable by death in this state.
Sure, we're all in this leaky boat together, Jim.
Hands up, Batman! You gonna come out?
Not a chance!
You want us? Come and get us.
Okay, you ask for it. Come on, boys, let the door down.
All right. Jesus, the door will last long.
Yeah, look at it, Ben.
Things are gonna get hectic right soon now. Jim, you stay behind us, Robin and me.
Nothing doing. I'll fight right up here with you.
Don't argue, Jim. Do as Batman says.
Watch it, Robin. Here goes the door.
Let her go. I'm ready.
It may be our last scrap, Sonny boy, so let's make it good.
Count on me, Jim.
That's it, boys. Pull in.
Come on. Let's go, Robin.
Right with you, Pappy. Come on. Get him.
Sweetheart.
Yellow to the core.
Laid out unconscious on Nick Grease's floor.
We'd be knocked out for good if not for you, Superman.
And how? Thanks, Superman.
Yeah, thanks a million.
Oh, forget it, fellas. It was a pleasure. I'll call Inspector Henderson and have him send a wagon for Greaser and his sleeping beauty.
Incidentally, what delayed you, chum? Didn't Eddie, the waiter at the Blue Front Cafe, give you my message?
Yes, just a few minutes ago, Batman.
A few minutes ago?
Mm-hmm.
You were due at the Blue Front Cafe a couple of hours ago.
Sure, and I was there, all right, but so was somebody else.
What do you mean?
Well, apparently somebody found out that Eddie was passing underworld information to you, so...
Oh,
hello?
I get it.
This is Superman. Connect me with Inspector Henderson, please.
What happened to Eddie, Superman?
Well, just before Eddie could tell me where you fellas were, he was shot.
Shot?
No.
Fortunately, he wasn't seriously wounded, but he had to be taken to the hospital. He wasn't able to talk until just a few minutes ago.
Oh, I see, but...
Oh, wait a minute about that. Hello, Inspector. Yes, Jim's all right. Nick Greaser and his playmates are feeling no pain, though, so if you'll send a wagon down to 1059 Morton Street... It's on the way. Why did you know? Oh, Miss Lane called you from the hospital, I see. Well, listen, all you have to do now is find the fellow with the diamonds, the one they call Count. Your case will be... What's that? You've got him.
The Count.
The Count?
The Count?
Is that so? I see. Yeah, sure, Batman, I'll hop over there at once. Right, we'll meet you there. So long.
What is it, Superman?
Yeah, what gives?
Henderson says that Captain Donovan of the Detective Bureau has trailed the Count to room 633 at the downtown hotel.
Oh, boy.
That's well.
Wonderful. Well, what are you looking so worried about, Superman?
Well, Henderson said he just had a phone call from Donovan who's in the Count's room at the hotel. Something very strange is happening there, which he wants... Oh, wait a minute. Here come the police now. Jim, you and Robin go back to headquarters with them. Come on, Batman. You and I have to get over to the downtown hotel as fast as I can fly. This is room 621, Batman. The Count's room is up the hall.
Hey, look, Superman, we came here so fast, you didn't get a chance to finish telling me what Inspector Henderson told you.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, he said Donovan sounded very peculiar on the phone.
Peculiar?
Yeah. Henderson could hardly make out what he was saying. Donovan kept urging him to get there in a hurry, saying it was unbelievable, fantastic.
What's unbelievable and fantastic?
Well, the inspector couldn't make it out. But he gathered that Donovan was in some strange and unusual trouble.
I don't get it.
Neither do I, but we'll find out in a moment. Room 632, 633. Here we are. This is the Count's room.
You're all not.
What?
What's the matter?
Great Scott.
What's up?
You'll see in a moment. Now, look, Batman.
Great Lucifer.
Bursting into the Count's hotel room behind Superman, Batman gasps at what he sees. What is it? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so keep listening.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. It's the fanciest, swankiest, wackiest celebration ever seen. It's got parades and floats and costumes and music. It's New York City's 50th anniversary. Yes, gang, it's been 50 short years since Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Richmond, and the Bronx decided to tie the knot and become one happy family, known as the five boroughs of New York City. And so the citizens of old Gotham are really whooping it up. Since New York is really such a fabulous place, we thought you'd like to know some odd facts about this capital of the world. So hold on to your hats, and here goes. Did you know that there are almost 8 million people living in the city of New York? That more of them live in Brooklyn than any other borough? That there are enough streets in New York to stretch to Los Angeles and back? Did you know that the busiest corner in the world is at 34th Street and Broadway near Macy's? 350,000 New Yorkers mill around that corner every day. Quite a crowd, eh? And did you know that 60, that's 6-0, we said 60 nationalities, are represented among the 8 million people who live in this fabulous city? They have made America their nation and New York their home. Why, more Irish live in New York than any other city in the world except Dublin. And New York is the largest Italian city outside of Italy. It's the largest Jewish city in the world, and its Harlem section is the greatest Negro metropolis anywhere. And there are thousands of Germans and French and Poles and Catholics and Protestants and people of every conceivable national, religious, and racial background, all living in this giant city, all known by the same name, New Yorkers. They built this city and made it great. It was their brains, their sweat, their hopes and ideals that made New York what it is, the capital of the world.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In room 633 of the downtown hotel, which has been occupied by the mysterious man of the fabulous diamonds known as the Count, Superman and Batman are kneeling beside the tall, heavy-set figure of a ruddy-faced, middle-aged man who lies on the floor, his eyes closed.
Great Lucifer, Superman. It's Captain Donovan.
That's right, Batman.
Feel his heart, is he?
No, he's alive, all right. Heartbeat is good and strong, but...
Oh, thank heaven.
No sign of injury on his body. Can't understand what happened to him.
Oh, that's easy. This is the Count's room, but the Count isn't here, which means he managed to knock out Donovan and get away.
Oh, I doubt it. Donovan is big, tough, and experienced, and he walked in here with his eyes open. I can't imagine any crook knocking him out and getting away.
Well, those things do happen, and...
Right, there's no lump on his head or bruise or anything. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Look. Look at his forehead.
What about
him? Here, wait a minute. I'll brush his hair away. There. Now, you see it?
Yes. A round orange mark about the size of a quarter.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't look like a bruise.
No, it isn't a bruise.
What is it, then?
I don't know. But something strange did go on here, Batman. Something very strange that I don't understand.
Perplexed, Superman and Batman stare down at the round orange mark about the size of a quarter on the forehead of the unconscious detective captain. How did it get there? And what does it mean? What was the unbelievable, fantastic development that Captain Donovan tried to tell Inspector Henderson about on the phone? Something bizarre and uncommon which Superman senses but cannot identify. Our story has taken a strange new twist, fellows and girls. There is much more excitement and baffling mystery ahead. So be sure to tune in Monday, same time, same station, for Chapter 6 of The Secret of Meteor Island on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in the DC Superman comic magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure serial soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you'll hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooter. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.